it was Father's Day, and she knows I don't have kids, but still, a very kind friend sent me this extra kind text message. Happy Father's Day. A dad takes many forms, and you show that love and care for your fur kids. Now, perhaps the message seems little to you, but to me, it's a biggie. Because, you know, the littles are really the biggies in disguise. Now, ride with me on this one. I've spent a lot of years going after what society whispers loudly are the biggies: money, success, recognition, blah, blah, blah. Humbly, I've achieved a few. And in that moment of catching and holding on for dear life to the leg of one of the biggies, it felt awesome and amazing. But the thing with chasing the biggies is that if you catch one, it runs away fast. And then one more exhausting time, we're left chasing after the biggie again. And while in desperate pursuit of it, what we often catch instead is a head full of frustration, stress, anger, anxiety, and depression. Now, absolutely, if a society shouting biggie comes my way in the future because of effort and a lot of good luck, then awesome. But I'm clear on the fact that chasing a biggie is not what really brings me my best health, happiness, or harmony. And you know, I really love those three things. When we get caught up chasing the biggies, we miss out on the littles. And when we ignore soaking in the littles, we miss out on living the three. Biggie chasing makes life disappear. So let's talk about soaking in the littles, because it's there, in the seemingly irrelevant moments of daily living, that I've learned make my heart smile and feed my soul the most. What are the littles? The walks, the conversations, the noticing. It's those guys. They're easy to find, they're repeatable, they're creatable. And now, when I see or feel a little, I cling onto its leg and whisper, "Thank you." I love the littles. In them, my most empowered living is found. In them, I find the juice to continue clapping, creating, and building. May you find the same.